Banya began to think that Letho had taken sufficient time to think. She whispered hoarsely,
"Ahoy, Shellhound! Are we going to lie here all day?"
The outlaw stared. He rose with a yawn, then murmured,
"Time to go, mateys. I've got an idea we can use those cats to our advantage. Banya, keep your eyes peeled on the trail behind. Let me know when you think we're out of their sight."
The three otters strolled off unhurriedly. Banya's sharp eyes spotted the cat scout. She waited until he had run back to make his report, then winked at Letho.
"Their spy has just shifted. We're on our own, but it won't be for long. They'll soon be back on the track."
Letho went into a swift crouch.
"Right, stay low and keep going as fast as you can. I want to get well ahead of them. Move yourself, Colin."
The trio sped forward noiselessly. Day was sinking into dusk as Wheelmark's Scott leaned over the pier end. He watched a dozen coracles heading back in. Each one had an otter slave paddling and two guards as passengers. The cats carried a variety of nets, hooks, ropes and grapnels. Rigu Felis joined his Wheelmark, the swinging mesh of chainmail on his helmet catching the last sun rays as he addressed Scott.
"Still no trace of her."
Scott coiled his long whip slowly.
"Nay, lord. They've dragged the lake from end to end without a single sign of a tundra."
The warlord stamped his footpaw against the pier boards.
"Under here, did you make certain they searched beneath this pier? Lots of things get caught twixt the stanchions."
Scott saluted with his whip as he replied dutifully,
"That was the first place we searched, sire."
The chainmail veil rattled as the wildcat hissed angrily. He turned and saw his wife and son emerge from the fortress with a retinue of cat guards. Petru was clad in an armoured breastplate and greaves, overlaid with flowing red silk. Using his scimitar tip, he clipped blithely at the timber decking as he swaggered up to greet his father.
"A pleasant evening. Did you have any luck with your fishing? Those guards have been at it all day. They should have a fine haul between them."
Rigu Felis looked the young cat up and down witheringly.
"Still strutting around in borrowed finery, I see, my wayward whelp. And not short of clever remarks, too. Take my word on it, sooner or later I'll find my Pine Marten, and you'll pay dearly for Atun Ra's death."
Petru gave his mother a look of wide-eyed innocence.
"I can't imagine what he's talking about. Poor Atunra. Do you know what happened to her, lady?"
Kaltag stared in disgust at the warlord.
"The Pine Marten was not of our blood, yet you search all day for her. Would your time not be better served trying to find and punish the murderer of my son, Jifra?"
Just as the wildcat was about to snarl a reply, a slingstone whirred out of the dusk. The missile clanged as it dented the warlord's helmet. Temporarily stunned, Rigu Felis fell on all fours.